भागवतम 181 सूत उवाच अथ ते संपरेतानां स्वानां उदकम् इच्छतां दातुं सकृष्ण गंगायां पुरस्कृत्य ययो स्त्रियः. दिस इज द 8th चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती एंड परीक्षित सेव्ड. अथ ते संपरेतानाम, संपरेतानाम दोज हु हैव डिपार्टेड, दोज हु हैड पास्ड अवे. सो स्वानाम उदकम इच्छताम, सो टू ऑफर वाटर टू द डेड रिलेटिव्स. दातुम सकृष्ण गंगायाम, टू डिलीवर अलॉन्ग विद द्रौपदी सकृष्ण. कृष्ण इज लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण is Draupadi Gangayam. So the Pandava Te is from the previous chapter. Pronoun is carrying on. It refers to the Pandavas. Puraskritya Yustriyam. Puraskritya. And putting them ahead. So the Pandavas went to offer water to their dead relatives, keeping the women ahead of them. There is a tradition that One of the rituals that is performed to satisfy a dead person is to serve a dead person, not satisfy, to serve a dead person, to invoke auspiciousness for them in their post-mortem journey and destination. Water is offered to them. So text 2. Te niniyodakam sarve vilapya cha bhrusham punaha आप्लुता हरि पादाब्ज रजह पूत सरि जले. ते निनियोदकम सर्वे, निनियोदकम, सो आफ्टर हैविंग ऑफर्ड वाटर टू देम, विलप्य च भृशं पुनः एंड हैविंग विलप्य लैमेंटेड फॉर देम, भृशं सिवियरली, प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेट दैट एज सफिशिएंटली एडिक्वेटली. आप्लुता हरि पादाब्ज, आप्लुता, दे टुक बाथ. हरि पादाब्ज, द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड. रजह पूत सरिजले, रजह पूत विथ हिज फीट, लोटस फीट दे हैव बीन प्यूरिफाइड सरिजले. सो द वाटर द गंगा हैविंग कम फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड is supremely pure. Text 3. Tatrasinam kurupatim dhritrashtram sahanujam gandharim putra shokartam pruthaam krishnam cha madhavah. So tatrasinam, so they, when they returned back, tatrasinam was seated kurupatim. So kurupati is King Yudhishthir. So Kurupatim is Yudhishthira and Sahanujam, he came with his brothers, and there was Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was there. Gandharim putra shokartam. And Gandhari was also afflicted with grief. Putra shokartam. And who all were there? Pruthaam Krishnaam cha Madhava. So the whole Kuru family from both the sides was there, united in their grief. Krishnaam cha Madhava. So Madhava, Krishna is also there. And Krishna is, the word Madhava is significant that he is the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. And here the Pandavas, in fact the whole Kuru family was having a moment of great misfortune. But even in such a time, Krishna was there with them to offer them consolation and counsel and thus minimize their misfortune. 4. Santvayam asamunibhir hatabandhunshu charpitam bhuteshu kalasya gatim darshayanna pratikriyam santvayam asamunibhir. that Santvayanas, after pacifying them, Munibhi, along with the Munis present there, Hatabandhun. They had lost their relatives. Shuchar Pitan, they were afflicted. Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim. Kalasya, by the order of time, Bhuteshu. So all living beings are bound by the laws of time. Darshayan na pratikriyam. There is no pratikriya, there is no remedial measure when the adverse time comes upon us. Then there is nothing that can be done about it. So we're talking about how adverse time is unavoidable. The Krishna and the sages over there, they consoled all those who were grieving and were shocked. So the Bhagavatam frequently talks about this theme of how time is supreme and how no one can do anything when a time turns out to be unfavorable. That how we are all ultimately slaves of time. Not exactly slaves in the sense that we have no free will, but rather even with the best use of our free will, when the time turns out to be unfavorable, we all have to bend down to the unfavorable effect of time. So fifth text. Sadhitva jat shatro swam rajyam kitavairtam ghatayita vasato ragyah kachasparsha shatayushah. Sadhayitva jat shatro. So, Ajatashatro refers to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Sadhaitva, having fulfilled this, fulfilled the purpose. Ajatashatro, Swamrajyam Kitavairitam. Swamrajya. So, Yudhishthir's own kingdom, Kitavairitam. Kitavair means by the cunning. People, the Duryodhana and his cohorts, Ritam, they had stolen away, usurped the kingdom. Ghatayitva sato ragyaha. Ghatayitva sato. Ghatayitva, having punished them, killed them, asato, they were unscrupulous, ragyaha, of the queen. Kachasparashakshata ayushaha. They had not only touched, the word sparshas, a euphemism here, the miscreants, especially Dushasan, had not just touched, but he had roughly handled and he had dragged Draupadi by her hair, and that was dishonor. Shatayushaha, and just by dragging her like that, because of the dishonor that they have afflicted on honorable lady, Shatayushaha, their lifespan had decreased and they met a premature death. So here, so sadhaitva, so Krishna had achieved his purpose of regaining the lost kingdom of Ajatashatru Yudhishthir and of restoring the lost honor of Draupadi, whose hair had been, by dragging her by her hair, the Kauravas had dishonored her. Yajaitva Ashwamedhaistam Tribhir Uttama Kalpakai Tadyashah Pavanam Dikshu Shatamanyori Vatanot. Yajaitva Ashwamedhaistam. Yajaitva, while performing Ashwamedha, yagya in which a horse is sacrificed, Tam Ashwamedhatam. So Tribhir Uttama Kalpakai. Tribhir means three times over. Uttama Kalpakai. Tadyashah Pavanam Dikshu. And does his glory. Kalpikai means it was performed by able priests with appropriate ingredients. Tadyashah Pavanam Dikshu. And does his auspicious fame. It spread Dikshu. It spread in all directions. Shatamanyor Ivatanot. And it became like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such sacrifices. Iva the note, it spread like that. So here, actually, when Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing sacrifice, the priest suggested to him that you can put in three components. You can put the thrice the ingredients, and by increasing all the measures appropriately three times, then you can get the credit of three sacrifices. And of course, Vishnu Acharya Thakur says that this is a summary description. This is not what immediately happened. This is what, while talking about how Krishna executed his plans, here it is stated that the further denouement, that means what will happen over a period of time in how Krishna makes his devotee successful, that is being briefly and quickly summarized by Suta Goswami over here. It's not that we will see that till now they have not even recovered from the grief of losing their relatives, and Ashwatthama is just been punished, and we will see that Ashwatthama will be sending this weapon to try to kill Parikshit, and then Bhishma Pitama is still on his arrow bed, and he will depart from this world in the next chapter. So it is not that while Bhishma Pitama is still on his arrow bed and the tears of the widows have not even dried up, it's not that during that period the Pandavas are going to perform Ashwamedha Yajna and they are going to perform three Ashwamedha Yajnas during that time. No. When talking about the movements of time and talking about the plan of the Lord, Suta Goswami is here giving a quick summary to describe the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna. Prabhupada said this is something like a preface to the performances. So preface means this is just something which is quickly describing what is going to happen gradually over a period of time. So, Amantre Pandu Putramscha Shainyo Dhava Samyutaha Dvaipayana Dibir Viprai Pujitahi Pratipujitai Pratipujitaha. So, Amantre. Amantran means invitation. So, Amantri is inviting. Panduputramscha. So, after inviting, in this case it means greeting, the Panduputrams. Shainyo Uddhava Samyutaha. Shaine Satyaki Uddhava was there. Dvaipayanadibhi. And there are sages like Dvaipayan, Vedvyas, Viprai, they are the Brahmanas. Pujitai Prapujitaha. He offered respects to them and they offered respects back to him. So, here now, Krishna is preparing to depart after having fulfilled his purpose. He also has his loved ones in Dwarka whom he wants to go and see, with whom he wants to be. And while he is here right now, he is waiting. So he is now offering his greetings and he's offering his respects. And he is preparing to depart. Kantum krutamatir brahman dwarakam rathamasthitaha upalebhe vidavantim uttaram bhayavivalam. So, gantum krutamatir brahman. So, as he was just about to start off, krutamatir, having decided to go brahman, here is brahmana he is referring to. So, Suta Goswami is addressing the residences over there. Dwarakam Rathamasthitaha, having being situated on his chariot to go to Dwarka. Upalebhe Bhidvantim. Upalebhe, he saw Abhidvantim means running, charging, coming rapidly towards him. Uttaram Bhayavivalam. He saw that Uttara was a young girl. She was the widow of Abhimanyu. And she was rushing towards Krishna for help. Bhayavivvalam. She was afflicted with great fear. Agitated and fearful she was. Uttaruvacha. Ninth text. पाहि पाहि महायोगिन् देव देव जगत्पते नान्यं त्वदभयं पश्ये यत्र मृत्युः परस्परम् पाहि सो उत्तर इज स्पीकिंग नाउ पाहि पाहि महायोगिन् पाहि पाहि ओ प्रोटेक्ट मी ओ लॉर्ड यू आर महायोगी यू आर द सुप्रीम मिस्टिक देव देव जगत्पते यू आर द गॉड ऑफ ऑल गॉड्स यू आर द जगत्पते यू आर द मास्टर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स नान्यं त्वदभयं पश्ये एंड अपार्ट फ्रॉम यू आई डोंट सी एनीवन हु कैन ग्रांट फियरलेसनेस हु कैन फ्री फ्रॉम फियर इन दिस वर्ल्ड यत्र मृत्यु परस्परम इन दिस वर्ल्ड ऑफ ड्युअलिटी एंड डेथ सो विथ हर स्पिरिचुअल इंस्टिंक्टिव स्पिरिचुअल रिफ्लेक्स एक्शन Uttara is, as she is running towards Krishna and is seeing Krishna about to depart, she is rushing to him to ask for help, to ask for protection. So it's significant that the Pandavas are there. They are her uncles. They are her, not exactly uncles, they are her father-in-laws, we could say. They are all assembled over there and they are all great Maharathis. And she's just a widow who has lost her husband in the war that just ended. And she's running out. So she doesn't go to any of the Pandavas. She doesn't go to her husband's father, Arjuna. She rushes towards Krishna because she realizes this is a formidable danger. What the danger is and how she's to be protected from the danger, she doesn't understand. She may not understand anything precisely, but she understands amid such a danger, no one except Krishna can protect. Nanyam tadabhayam pashye. Apart from you, no one can protect, O Lord. Abhidravati mam isha sharastaptaya so vibho kamam dhatu mam natha mame garbho nipatyatam. Abhidravati mam isha. Abhidravati is charging towards me, unto me, Isha, O Lord. Sharaha taptaya so vibho, sharaha. A fiery arrow, tapta, a blazing fiery arrow. Ayasaha, it's like iron, vibho, it's charging towards me, O great one. She's referring to Krishna with two glorificatory adjectives, Isha and vibho. He's using two epithets for referring to him. Isha and vibho. Kamam dahatu mam natha. Kamam dahatu. If its desire is to destroy, let it destroy me, O Lord. Dahatu mam natha natha. O Master, let it kill me. Mame garbho nipatyatam. Please don't let it kill my infant, my embryo. Mame garbho nipatyatam. Let it not cause nipatyatam. Let it not cause the fall of my embryo. Let there not be any miscarriage. So here we see the selfless love of a mother for her infant. It is a great mystery how Krishna ultimately, under the supervision of nature, arranges for loving bonds to be formed in this world. Now, among various living beings, there are few living beings in which the infants are as helpless as are the human infants. All infants, whether they are baby birds or baby animals of whichever species, they all in their infancy stage, they are helpless. In the human species, actually, the human babies are especially helpless. And that phase of helpless dependence creates a strong bond of affection between the parents and the child. The parents realize that, oh, this child's life and well-being depends on me. Now, from an ultimate spiritual perspective, we may say this is an illusion. We depend on no one except Krishna. All that is true. But then, at one level, responsible parents are meant to act as representatives of Krishna and take the responsibility of taking care of Krishna. So that affection, nature forms even before the mother sees her child. When the mother feels senses for the first time, you know, her infant moving in her womb, her infant maybe kicking for the first time in the womb. These are moments of great joy. And with every such moment, as the mother contemplates The prospective to-be mother contemplates how there is her precious baby inside her womb. She feels great love. And Uttara, of course, she is not just a loving mother, she is also a loving devotee. And she knows that she has been married into a family of great devotees. Her husband was a great devotee. Her father-in-law is a great devotee. Arjuna, Abhimanyu, they were all great devotees. Her son is likely to be a great devotee. And she wants his protection for that purpose also. And see the selflessness of her prayer. She's saying, "Oh Lord, if there is to be death, let there be death for me, but let my baby not die. Let my unborn baby live." Suta Vacha, text 11. Upadharya Vachastasya Bhagavan Bhakta Vatsalaha Apandavam Idam Kartum Draune Rastram Abhudyata. So, Upadharya Vachastasya. Krishna heard her words, Vachastasya. He heard words, Bhagavan Bhakta Vatsala, and the Lord is always the protector of his devotees. Apandavam idam kartum. So, Apandavam, he wanted that there be no descendants of the Pandavas left. Droner astram abhudyata, droner astram. He understood that this was the astra of Drona. The son of Drona, that is Ashwatthama, whom they had sentenced to punishment in the previous chapter, as has been described, and then he was sent off. But his malevolence had not died, it had not decreased, and he had killed the sons of Pandavas, but he wanted to end the Pandava dynasty, thinking that this dynasty was what had killed his father, and he wanted to take revenge. So with that vicious intention in mind, he had now sent a malevolent weapon to finish off the unborn Pandu descendant, so that the Pandu dynasty would end. That was his vicious intention. Tarya evath muni shrestha Pandava panchashayakan Atmano Abhimukhan Deeptan Alakshastranya Upadaduhu. So Tarhya Eva Athamuni Shrestha. So at that Eva Athamuni Shrestha. So here Muni Shrestha, Sutta Goswami is referring to Shaunaka very respectfully as, "Oh, you are the greatest of the Munis, Muni Shrestha." Tarhya, at that time, Eva Atha, therefore, certainly, Pandava Panchashayakan, all the five sons of Pandavas, Panchashayakan, they took up their own weapons. Atmano Abhimukhan Deeptan, they all raised their weapons because they saw. Now, Uttara, you know, a mother has that sense. Nobody had yet seen the Brahmastra charging, the fiery weapon charging towards. But Uttara could sense. That is a great danger for her son. She came running, and as she spoke this, and Krishna heard, Krishna intuited with his omniscience what was happening at that time. Before he could speak anything, the blazing weapon came charging along. The Pandavas also lifted their weapons promptly to try to stop it. Mukhan diptan alakshastrani upapadu upadaduhu. So alakshastranyam. So seeing it, they raised their weapons. They saw the glaring Brahmastra coming towards them. And they raised their weapons to try to counter it. Vyasanam vikshitat tesham ananya vishayatmanam sudarshanena swastrena swanam raksham vyadadvibhum. So, vyasanam vikshitat tesham vyasanam. Seeing this great danger, Viksha, on seeing Tattesham, befalling his devotees, Ananya Vishayatmanam, Ananya Vishayatmanam. So, those whose consciousness had no other Vishaya, those who were devoted only to him, those who were heart and soul, whose so life were devoted to him, thus his devotees, Krishna saw that there was a great danger befalling them, and they were his devotees, Bhaktavatsala. Sudarshanena Swastrena, with Sudarshan Chakra, which was his own weapon, Swanam Raksham Vyadad Vibhu, he protected them, that Vibhu, that Supreme Lord. Earlier, Uttara has also referred to Krishna by the adjective Vibhu, and here the same adjective is being used again, Swanam Raksham Vyadad Vibhu. So, they all offered their prayers to, they all, the Pandavas were ready to fight, but Krishna used his Sudarshan Chakra, and he protected his devotees. So, Antashtha Sarvabhutanam Atma Yogeshwaro Harihi Swamayaya Pranod Garbham Vairatya Kuru Tantave Antashtha Sarvabhutanam. He is Antashtha, he is situated in the heart of all living beings. Sarvabhutanam Atma Yogeshwaro Harihi Atma Yogeshwaro Harihi. He is Yogeshwara, he is the Lord of all mystic powers, he is Hari, he is the Supreme Lord, who is situated in the innermost core of all living beings. Swamayaya pranodam garbham, swamayaya, by his personal energy. So the word maya is often used to mean illusion, but maya doesn't have to always mean illusion. Maya can also mean the energy. So with his own energy, avranodam, he covered garbham, the womb. Vairatyaha kuru tantave vairatyaha. So Uttara was the daughter of Virat, so therefore her name was Vairatya. It says the princess of Videha, Sita, was known as Vaidehi. So like that, the princess of Virat was known as Vairatya. So Vairatyaha kuru tantave, he protected Kurutantave, the progeny of Maharaj Kuru, the future descendant of the Maharaj in the Kuru dynasty, he protected. So here the significant points are that he is present in the hearts of all living beings, and he is Mahayogeshwaro Hari. So now somebody may ask, okay, he is present in the heart, but how can he, if a weapon were coming towards the heart, he might be able to protect. But if the weapon is coming towards the womb, how can he protect? Well, he can protect because he is a supreme mystic. Even faster than we can think, the Lord can move. And the Lord is situated in the region of the heart, is not locked in the region of the heart. By his own choice, he stays in the region of the heart, being as close to the soul as is ever possible for anyone to be close to anyone else. But at the same time, if he wants, he can move from there to anywhere else. So he uses Sudarshan Chakra, and he also has extremely powerful weapon, and he has supreme mystic power. So he used his mystic power to protect Uttara from that blazing, protect Uttara's embryo from that blazing fiery weapon.
Yadyapya astram brahma shiras to amogham cha pratikriyam vaishnavam tej asadya samashamyad bhrugudvaha.
So here Sutta Goswami is speaking, yadyapya astram brahma shiras. So this is a brahma shira astra, an extremely formidable weapon. And what are its characteristics? To amogham cha pratikriyam. Amogha, it never misses its target, and apratikriyam, there is no way to counter it. So now normally there are these two ways in which one can save oneself when an opponent's enemy is coming. Say somebody else shoots a target, somebody nowadays we may not be so familiar with bows and arrows, but suppose somebody shoots with a gun at us. There are two ways we might be saved. One is that person misses the target. And the second is, we can somehow check the bullet. So it may well be that we are wearing a bulletproof vest, and so the bullet bounces off. But if the target is so if the weapon is so precisely controlled and precisely targeted, if the person is hitting the goal on target and then the bullet is going to come so fast and so forcefully that it cannot be checked, then the victim is going to die. So like that, Brahmashira, the weapon is, it can either be diverted so that it will miss the target, nor it can be counteracted. It's amogham apratikriyam. And yet, that which is materially impossible is spiritually possible. And that's what the Supreme Lord did over here. Vaishnavam tej asadhya Vaishnavam. Now, usually we use the word Vaishnava to refer to the devotees of Lord Vishnu who are called as Vaishnavas. That's true, but the word Vaishnava, well, it can be a common noun describing the devotees of Lord Vishnu. It can also be an adjective which refers to anything connected with Lord Vishnu. So here, that word is used in that sense, that Vaishnava, the weapon of Lord Vishnu, that was, the weapon of Lord Vishnu is Sudarshan Chakra, Vaishnavam Teja Asadhya, when it, that unstoppable, undivertible Brahmastra was confronted with the fiery power of Lord Vishnu's weapon, of the power of Lord Vishnu, and what happens? Samshamayad, it became pacified, it was neutralized, it was countered, it became ineffectual. Bhrugudvaha. So Bhrugu is considered to be one of the progenitors of the Brahmanas. So all Brahmanas are considered to be Bhrugunandana or Bhrugudvaha, as it is said, or best among the descendants of Bhrugu. This is a reference to Shaunaka by Sutta. So Sutta Goswami is telling that although the weapon was unstoppable and undivertible, yet what was materially impossible was done spiritually possible by the omnipotence of Lord Vishnu. So Prabhupada gives an interesting explanation where he stresses the point that sometimes when we use the word Brahma Shira or Brahma, Brahmastra, we may think it is the weapon of Brahmaji. But actually, in the name Brahmastra, the Brahma refers not to Brahmaji. Brahmaji is a Brahmana, he hardly ever fights. So the Brahmastra refers to the Astra which comes from the which has the power of Brahma. Brahma is the topmost reality, the highest reality. Brahma. So Prabhupada says here, Brahmashira, its effulgent power is actually the power of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is an expansion of, is the effulgence of Krishna, and Brahmanohi Pratishtham. Krishna is the foundation of the Brahma Jyoti. So in that sense, although Brahman and Bhagavan are non-different, still Bhagavan is the most complete manifestation of the Absolute Truth. So when Bhagavan wants, he can check and stop the Brahmastra, and that is what he did by his extraordinary power. 16th text. Mam mamsthayai tadascharyam sarvascharyam maichute ya idam mayaya devya sujatyavati hantyajah. So Sutta Goswami is now telling his assessment of the event, and he's saying ma mamsthaya etadascharyam, actually there is nothing astonishing about this. Why? Sarvascharyamaye achyute, that actually the Lord is fully astonishing. Sarvascharyamaye, everything about him is astonishing. So this particular act is nothing especially astonishing. Ya idam mayaya devya, he is the Lord of Maya. He is transcendental, and he sujatyavati hantyajaha, he creates, maintains and destroys. Although he is unborn and transcendental, through his energy he creates, maintains and destroys all of material existence. So if he can maintain all of existence, then surely he can maintain one embryo in the womb of one woman. And if he can destroy everything, then surely he can destroy the potency of one weapon, no matter how powerful it might be otherwise. So at one level, the statement might seem a little anticlimactic. There's nothing astonishing about this, because everything about him is astonishing. So what does it mean exactly? It means that here the word Ashcharya is used in the sense that one should not think of this as impossible or unbelievable. Because for the Lord nothing is impossible. The Lord being omnipotent can make that which seems unbelievable, he can make it eminently possible. Such is the wonderful Lord. Sharva Ashcharyamay Achyute. He is full of all astonishing powers and is Achyuta. He never falls or fails. So he will surely use astonishing powers to protect his devotees. And that is what he has done when he has protected the Pandavas by protecting their surviving descendant. Thank you.